Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
The Delaware Valley Honda Studios. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kate Bronstein, and here's what's happening. A teenager is in critical condition after being shot multiple times aboard a SEPTA bus in Fairhill. Police also made an arrest after a car chase led officers to a nearby corner in North Philly. With more on this, KYW's Nigel Thompson.
Police say there's still a lot to figure out about at least one shooting that happened in Fairhill around 6:16 Friday night. Around that time, they say a 17-year-old was shot multiple times aboard a SEPTA bus at 3rd and Allegheny. The teen is currently at Temple Hospital in critical condition.
The bus driver, in an effort to protect the lives of the individuals on the bus, and there were approximately 30 people on the bus at the time of the shooting, continued to drive a couple of blocks more.
Police Inspector D.F. Pace told NBC 10 that the driver relayed the info back to SEPTA HQ, who called police, and nearby officers responded. No one else on the bus was injured.
Based on the information that we have, the shooter or shooters fled the bus and got into a silver-colored Hyundai. Police saw a silver Hyundai matching the description of the car that we believe was involved in the shooting and gave chase.
Pace said after a short chase, it crashed into a parked car outside a corner store at 5th and Glenwood. The driver was taken into custody, and police say they're still looking for another individual that fled the car. Police found a weapon in the area of 3rd and Allegheny outside a Crab Shack on the corner, but it is unclear if it is connected to the shooting. Pace said repairs need to be made to the SEPTA bus before they can review surveillance footage. I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Aramark and their unionized food service workers, Unite Here Local 274, confirm the four-day strike ended, but union members say they're still demonstrating as part of an ongoing campaign to get family-sustaining wage increases. KYW's Sunny Morgan spoke to workers who say they want fans to boycott merchandise sold on site.
After successfully getting some concert-goers and Phillies fans to bring their own food during last week's strike, union members say they want you to skip the store, buy online. A few stood outside the New Era Phillies team store at Citizens Bank Park this afternoon with flyers and an inflatable rat in tow. One of them was Sophie Hamilton, a ballpark worker who says she sells beer for $17, which is more than her hourly wage.
Philly's a union town. People want to support unions. There have been several people who saw that we're out here with these signs and turned away, which is really cool.
In a statement, Aramark said they've bargained in good faith with Unite Here Local 274 for nearly 10 months and confirmed the strike ended on September 26th. They added that they've reached out to the union to engage in a productive dialogue while calling the union's recent demonstrations unproductive. Hamilton says it's the workers who provide the great experience at the South Philly Stadium.
The workers here take a lot of pride in being Phillies fans and making it a fun experience for everybody who comes to the park to enjoy a game, and we just want a fair share as well.
In South Philly, Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A national organization which supports the work of community groups working to reduce gun violence is investing $2 million in grants to 34 programs. Man Up PHL is one of them. More on this from KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams.
The Everytown Community Safety Fund is the largest national initiative dedicated to fueling the work of community-based violence intervention organizations. Man Up PHL is receiving $100,000 to further their prevention work with young men in Philadelphia. Michael Sean Spence is managing director of community safety initiatives with the fund. He says they recognize community-based violence intervention programs are effective in reducing gun violence, yet they've been historically under-resourced.
These are programs led by Black and Brown people, many of whom have been traumatized by experiencing gun violence firsthand. They've now tried to turn their trauma truly into progress.
Man Up PHL mentors men ages 18 to 35 and boys in 7th and 8th grades in five schools across the Philadelphia School District. Executive Director Solomon Jones says this grant will allow them to build their infrastructure so they can meet the demand.
For a program that pays stipends to its participants, that takes young people on cultural experiences, provides mentoring, brings in a therapist and a financial advisor and so many other people, there is a great demand for what we do.
Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And that's the All Local. I'm Kate Bronstein. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V hybrid.